Yo, 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 what it do, man? It's that boy Hellraiser Jones once again. And thank you guys for coming back, joining me on my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Pod Talk with Hellraiser Jones. You know what I'm saying? And on today's show, we're going to be talking about these jobs, y'all. Like, how do they get away with so much shit? Hold on, can I say shit? I don't know if it's parental advisory. Fuck it. It's my podcast. How do they get away with so much shit in these jobs? You know what I'm saying? But we'll be right back right after this. So we're back. So let's get into it, man. These jobs. Every day you go into these jobs, man, you give it your all. You give it your 100%. Or, I mean, some of y'all might just go in, you know, for the paycheck. I mean, I know me. Most days I go in for the paycheck. I ain't gonna even lie to you. But I will work. You know what I'm saying? I go in to do my job. Whether I'm doing only my job or I give a little bit more, I'm going in with the mindset of I'm gonna do my job, I'm gonna go home. You feel me? But most people, they go in and say, fuck it. I'm just gonna do the bare minimum, get this check. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to tear my ass. You know what I'm saying? And then these jobs, those are the ones that they praise. You go in, you bust your ass, then you be on the back burner of everything. They steady throwing you more work. They steady every time you late or something, a few minutes late, they want to fuck with you. Or, you know what I'm saying? You call in or something, you sick or something, they want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But then you look at other people and you be like, well, you know, of course you're not going to bring them up because you don't want to throw them under the bus. But at the same time, you like, well, this motherfucker over here, they, you know, coming in later than me. They calling in all the time. They not here. And you know what I'm saying? Don't shit happen. But I'm here. And I'm always getting fucked with. You know what I'm saying? Or you being judged on the way you look. You know what I'm saying? The knowledge you have, they mad at that. Everything that you know how to do. Some people that might be there maybe 15, 20 years, they don't even know how to do it. So they mad at you because you know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, it's like once you comply with one thing, then they got 15 more that they trying to see if you're complying with so they can mess with you again. You know what I'm saying? And then it becomes a point to where you get tired of all that. You know what I'm saying? So, A, you either let them run you away, you're going to fold and let them make you get out of character. Or you're going to simply, you know, lose your mind. I mean, flip out. Do something you'll later learn to regret. You know what I'm saying? And they already know this. So they're there to invoke you to do that. As for me, I say that don't put yourself in these positions. If you feel that your job is hostile and they're messing with you, they're steady picking at you, they're treating you different than others, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. I mean, you can't let them stress you out to the point to where you don't want to be there, or to the point to where if anybody say something to you, you blowing up off the wall, because that's going to eventually come to a head and you're going to turn real dark real soon. And that's when acts of violence happen. And it's that split second of your life to where it's like, damn it, I shouldn't have done that. But your mind can only take so much. And after that so much has happened, the rest is out of your control. I mean, it's just like a little kid being traumatized as a youth. By the time they get a little older, they'd have been traumatized so much that they don't feel anything no more. Or they black out. It's the same thing with bullying and all of that. Once you get tired of a bully picking on you, after a while, you start to fight back. And You might even just grab anything you see in sight. And you just go to welding on that buddy and welding on that buddy until somebody come pull you off of them. But who's to say that someone got there in time before you seriously hurt that bully or, worst case scenario, killed them? So, I guess the whole reason for this podcast is to say, know your worth and don't let these jobs stress you out. I know a lot of people in these workplaces, they stressed out, they go home, they stressed out, they got to drink, they got to smoke, they got to relieve themselves from stress every day after they leave work. And it shouldn't be like that. Like, sure, you go to work, but at the same time, work can be fun if you make it. And another thing, y'all know I had to say this, my podcast, fuck y'all, but go check out Netta Jones' new single. It's called Cruise. It's available everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. So you can't say, oh, well, I couldn't find it. I didn't see it. Just type in Cruise and Netta Jones on Google, and it will pop up. If it don't pop up, I will pay you. So once again, man, this your boy Hellraiser Jones, man. Like I say, bro, to each his own, bro, but stop letting these jobs stress y'all out. Look deep inside yourself. Determine what kind of person you are, what kind of person you're trying to be, what kind of principles and stuff you're trying to follow, what kind of standards you're trying to set, and let God be your leader. All right, man, it's your boy, Hellraiser Jones, man. Appreciate y'all checking out the podcast. One love, and I'll see y'all on the next one.